Hello, my name is Helen Rorick. It is September 24th, 2008, and I'm calling to report some of the torture that I've gone through. My current address is 948 Camino Santander, that's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87505. My previous address was 1239 County Road 41 in Velarde, New Mexico, 87532. While living in Velarde, New Mexico from 1996 until October of 2007, I was repeatedly tortured and experimented on. I will just mention a few of the situations. In June of 07, while sleeping in my bed, everything became dark, both inside and outside my house. And so I got up from bed, and I turned my light out and looked outside, and there were my neighbors at my fence line giggling, knowing that these people have been torturing me for a long time. I was determined to stay awake and not once again be part of their experimentation. Within moments, a hologram was placed on my wall, and that's the last I remember of that evening. I have had multiple robberies in my house. I've had bizarre tire blowouts. I've had my life threatened. I've had my cat killed. In November of 07, while returning from a Thanksgiving dinner on a back county road, my car speeded up of its own accord, and I have no memory of this, but in the next instant, I find myself with my car on its side in a ditch. I currently am microwave 24/7. I have acoustical lasers in my house. I have burning all over my body with medical documentation that the burns on my body are, and I quote the doctor, only seen by somebody who has been hit by lightning. I'm having difficulty speaking because it's one of the things that they in fact do to me. They zap my left lung. Currently, I also have acoustical lasers in my house. I have tones in my ears all day, all night. I have incredible pulsations all over my body. This seems to increase while laying down. And I also have brain entrainment while I am trying to sleep. In addition, I have an implant in my left eye, which has been documented. And at times, the implant causes my pupil to turn into the shape of a triangle. This has been witnessed by a physician and some other witnesses.